السلام عليكم ورحمة الله وبركاته. هذا المفتي عبد القادر صاحب دام بركاته، أهلا وسهلا ومرحبا to you on this beautiful Monday morning. مفتي صاحب، may Allah سبحانه وتعالى bless you and Appa with good health and afia. May Allah تعالى accept your خدمة for deen. هذا المفتي صاحب، the platform is yours.
السلام عليكم ورحمة الله وبركاته. بارك الله فيكم. أنا سليم كريم. Ameen, ameen to all the wonderful du'as and supplications. Jazakallahu khairan to our technician, Brother Junaid Khan. Nahmaduhu wa nusalli ala rasulihil kareem. Amma ba'd. A'udhu billahi minash shaitanir rajeem. Bismillahir rahmanir rahim. Rabbi shrah li sadri wa yassir li amri. واحلل عقدة من لساني يفقه قولي سبحانك لا علم لنا إلا ما علمتنا إنك أنت العليم الحكيم. All praise is due to Almighty Allah, the sustainer, nourisher and cherisher of the universe. Peace, blessings and salutations be upon our beloved master and leader, Habibuna Mustafa Rahmatul Alameen, Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam. On this occasion of the 2nd of Safar, we thank and praise Almighty Allah Jalla Wala, and we see, and today we focus on Surah 51, Surah Zariyat, and verses number 24 to verse number 27. So Almighty Allah Jalla Wala is teaching us about the narrative, the story, the episode of Nabi Ibrahim Khalilullah alayhi salatu wasalam. So what had happened was, Almighty Allah Jalla Wala was sending the angels, Hazrat Jibreel alayhi salatu salam, Mikael alayhi salatu salam, and so forth, that you must go there to the land of Sodom and Gomorrah, and you must destroy these homosexual and gay people and so forth and so on, because he, Nabi Lut alayhi salatu salam, he made the dua and recited the following dua. Chapter 29, verse 30. Rabbin surni alal qawm al mufsideen. O Almighty Allah, Jalla wala, assist me against his mischief makers, troublemakers, and gay brigade. And Almighty Allah sent these angels, but they were in the form of human beings, very, very handsome. And then they made a pit stop, as we will say. So they went there, and in Canaan, there they met Nabi Ibrahim alayhi salatu salam. First time he sees them, because they came in the form of human being, and then he offered them meals and so forth. But remember, these are angels, they don't eat the food and drink and all these things here. So, and they gave the glad tidings, because Sayyida Hajar radiallahu anha already gave birth to Nabi Ismail alayhi salatu salam when he, Khalilullah Ibrahim alayhi salam, was 86 years old. Now he is 100 years old. And now the angels are giving him the glad tidings that this wife of yours, Sayyida Sara radiallahu anha, will give birth to a handsome boy, beautiful young man, and boy, he will be Nabi Ishaq alayhi salatu wasalam. So that incident we'll speak of tomorrow, inshaAllah. And the main aim was to go there to Sodom and Gomorrah and decimate and destroy them. So that is what the lesson is for today, tomorrow, and this week here. Chapter number 51, Surah Zariyat, and verse number 24. Hal ataka, what did it come to you, Ya Rasulullah, O Mustafa sallallahu alayhi wasallam, hadithu, the narrative, the story, the episode, Dhaifi Ibrahim al-Mukrameen, the guest of Ibrahim alayhi salatu salam. Which type of guest? Not ordinary guest. Dhaifu Ibrahim al-Mukrameen, the honorable guest of Khalilullah, Nabi Ibrahim alayhi salatu salam. Nabi Ibrahim alayhi salatu salam is that mighty messenger of Almighty Allah Jalla wala. His Naam-e-Nami, Ism-e-Grami is mentioned 69 times in the Noble Quran. Chapter 14, Surah Ibrahim is dedicated to him. He is Khalilullah, the special friend of Almighty Allah Jalla wala. إذ دخلوا عليه. Hence, when they entered on him, now these angels came in the form of human being, and when they entered on Nabi Ibrahim alayhi salam, فقالوا سلاما, they said peace, السلام عليكم. So it shows السلام قبل الكلام. When we interacting with Muslims, so before we start engaging and start speaking, conversing with one another, we should first say salam. Why? Hadith in Bukhari Sharif, he Habibuna Mustafa Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, أَوَلَا أَدُلُّكُمْ عَلَىٰ شَيْءٍ إِذَا فَأَلْتُمُوهُ تَحَابَبْتُمْ أَفْشُوا السَّلَامَ بَيْنَكُمْ. That give salam, make it, give it currency among yourself. That will generate and bring about mutual love and compassion. Husband, wife, parents, children, and vice versa. Siblings, and employer, employee, and a teacher, student, and so forth. So it works both ways in all cases, remember that. So they made salam, qala salam. So he responded, Khalilullah, Nabi Ibrahim alayhi salatu salam, wa alaykum as-salam, and so forth. Qawmun mungarun. You are a people who are strangers in this part of the world, and you are musafir, and so forth. So that is what he's thinking. He's not even realizing for a moment that these are angels and who have come here to give him glad tidings and so forth and so on. فَرَاغَ إِلَىٰ أَهْلِهِ. So now he rushed, hey, raha, hey, asra. So he went to his wife quickly, quickly. From here, O Ahlu Sunnah wa Jama'ah, what do you learn? فَرَاغَ إِلَىٰ أَهْلِهِ. So he went there to his family and he rushed to them. Therefore, when you study the Quranic terminology, Bayt, Ahlul Bayt will always refer to the wife first and foremost. So therefore, you kuffar Shia, when I debated with you there in Qum in Iran in 2013, and I asked you that who are the Ahlul Bayt? You told me the Punishtan Park, only the five personalities. He Habibuna Mustafa Rahmatulil Alameen Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam. 100% we agree. He is the most beloved, the most precious, the fountainhead, remember of everything. And the most important in Allah Ta'ala, remember, is Nabi Muhammad Mustafa Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam. And then you have Sayyida Fatima radiallahu anha, and then you have Sayyidina Ali radiallahu ta'ala an, and Hassanain, Sayyidina Hassan, Sayyidina Hussein radiallahu anhu, they say Punchton Park, only these five. So I said, isn't it strange that you have the father, he Habibuna Mustafa Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam, and then you have the beloved daughter, Sahib Zadi, Ladi, Beti, Sayyida Fatima radiallahu anha, but where's the mother? Sayyida Khadija al-Kubra radiallahu anha, why you excluded her? So no answer for buhit al-ladhi kafir. I said, let me tell you why you excluded her, O kuffar Shia. You excluded her because if you include Sayyida Khadija radiallahu anha, you will have to include Sayyida Aisha, Sayyida Hafsa radiallahu anha, and you hate Sayyidina Abu Bakr radiallahu an, you despise and you detest Sayyidina Umar Farooq radiallahu an, and you hate and despise their beloved daughters who are the honorable wives of the Master alayhi salatu salam. So therefore, on that point alone, also we say you out of the fold of Islam. We can give you 100 proofs. So faragha ila ahlihi. So ahl means ahl bayt, the household. First and foremost, the misdaqi awwali. For Ahlul Bayt will be the honorable wives of Nabi alayhi salam, then the children, grandchildren, and so forth. So it shows from here, when guests come, then we should try and entertain them and be hospitable to them. So even if you don't know them, فَرَوَا إِلَىٰ أَهْلِهِ فَجَاءَ بِعِجْلٍ سَمِينٍ. And hence he brought for them Nabi Ibrahim alayhi salam bi'ijlin, a cow, you know, calf. And you must remember, sameen, nice and healthy one, not something that is, you understand, rotten and gone off and something. So it shows that you give them a nice meal and so forth and be hospitable to them. فَقَرَّبَهُ إِلَيْهِمْ. Hence he took that meal and he presented it to them. He brought it near to them. That in this zamana, some people who are very rich now, they want to show off, so they have butlers and all that. In Islam, we don't believe in all these things here. Yeah? We must do ourselves. Put the samosa, put the bhajas, put the chicken, put the akni, put the biryani next to the guests. Help yourselves, oh guests, or must I dish out for you? But we can't dish out because we don't know what they really like and dislike. فَقَرَّبَهُ إِلَيْهِ And the food was just lying there. And these handsome people, strangers, are not eating, not even one morsel. قَالْ Khalilullah, Nabi Ibrahim alayhi salatu salam is asking them, Ala ta'kulun, what you don't eat? You understood? Even one morsel you're not taking? He didn't realize at all that these are the angels, remember, and they have a greater mission. One, they will meet him, he is Khalilullah alayhi salam. Second, they will give him and his wife Sayyidah Sa'ra radiallahu anha the dead tidings of Nabi Ishaq alayhi salam. And now his age is 100 years old, that will be tomorrow's lesson. But the main and ultimate aim was to go to Sodom and Gomorrah and to destroy these homos and the gay brigade and the Sodomites. You see that? Those who are committing the crime of sodomy. So therefore, O Muslim, we are not innocent people or ma'asum people. We all are guilty of vices and sins. So always read, male and female, young and old. Allahumma hassin farji. Oh beloved Allah Jalla wala. Hassin, fortify, protect my private part, farji. Authentic hadith mentioned in Musnad Ahmad. Allahumma hassin farji. Inshallah, we will continue tomorrow from verse 50, chapter 51, and verse number 28, till the end of the Jews, till the end of the 26th para, inshallah, Aziz, tomorrow. And it's a fascinating lesson, especially nowadays, when Mustafa Habibuna Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam warned us already more than 1400 years ago, Inna akhwafa ma akhafu alaykum amila amala qawmi lutin, that one of the things I fear the most for this ummah, they will engage in sodomy. All forms of sodomy, totally, absolutely haram. Husband, wife, haram. Male to male, haram. Male to young boys, haram. Pedophilia and all that, you must remember, haram. So everything Islam promotes, a pure and a chaste society where people must be a tayyib and tayyiba, not khabis and khabisa, not impure and immoral. So that is the lesson we must learn. Allah Jalla wa'ala grant us all tawfiq. Bismillahir Rahmanir Rahim. Today is the 2nd of Safar, 1447 year in South Africa and few other countries, Mauritius and so forth. And in 90% of the world, today already Monday is the 3rd of Safar. Makkah Mukarrama, Medina Munawwara, Aqsa Mubarak, Palestine, Europe, America and most countries. Today is day 661 in Ghazza al-Mubarakah. Allahu Akbar, Alhamdulillah. 9 jutlas dispatched straight to hell and will never ever come out from there. So our Palestinian Hamas, they caught one Palestinian collaborator that he became like a spy for the Israelis and jutlas. So they told him that we can make a deal with you, otherwise we're going to execute you because you know that you are a spy. And he admitted, said, okay, what's the deal? He said, you must act as a double agent. So you must tell them something and lure them into this place and so forth. So he went and he told them that Hamas guys and operatives will be in this place and this place. So they came, many of them, you see that. And when they were there, our brothers had already booby-trapped that whole area and place. And then he gave them the sign, but he was out of the danger zone. And lo and behold, boom! And that was the last boom that the jutlas, haramis, the swines and the pigs heard and dispatched straight to Jahannam and so forth. We're very proud of Hamas, remember that. We associate ourselves with them. So may Almighty Allah grant them victory and decimate and destroy the apartheid terrorist Nazi regime of Israel. Yesterday, Sunday, approximately 100 trucks entered Gaza yesterday. That was after worldwide global condemnation and criticism, and telling Israel in America, your system stinks from Tel Aviv right to Washington. So remember, a huge failure for him, Bibi, Netanyahu, the war criminal, and Trump, the rapist. Remember that. We must call them out. And these two chamchas they got, the chamchas mean the sidekicks, UAE and Jordan, and they are making that airdrops aid and so forth. You know how much they're getting paid? That Jordan gets paid $400,000 for one drop. You must remember, airdrop. So Hamas and them say that this is not helping at all. It's just a smokescreen to make people fools. And instead of helping the Palestinians, it is injuring them and so forth and so on. The American guy who killed a Palestinian child and boy, you know, who is American and Palestinian. So he died in jail. I wonder, did he die naturally or did they put him away? You must remember, as they did with Epstein and so forth. They put him away and they say he committed suicide. So may he rot in hell, that American who killed a Palestinian. Israelis board the Gaza airship. And remember, the passengers are now in the custody of Israel and so forth. And they boarded the ship in international waters, and that is piracy. But what, they don't worry of any international law. Every international law, this cursed nation, these swines and pigs, these monkeys and donkeys have broken, remember that. And Quran uses all these words that I use for them now. Chapter 5, verse number 60. Chapter 62, verse number 5. So we should call them out and name them and shame them. The UAE woke up, you must remember, from their slumber. They are one of the biggest murtads and the biggest apostates and munafiqeen and hypocrites, just like Saudi with MBS and so forth. They said, okay, we will sponsor the water pipes and so forth from Egypt straight into Gaza and so forth. We will pay for it and so forth. Now the question arises, this is a question we are posing. Has the United States of America canceled free speech? You see that? If you go there and you say free, free Palestine, and you say Israel is a terrorist, apartheid, Nazi regime, so like how I'm saying now, they might even lock you up or deport you and so forth. So what happened to the First Amendment and Second Amendment and all that? But for you, Trump, you're a felon, you're a criminal, you're a rapist, and you are now working with a pedophile and so forth. Who? So remember that there's Maxwell and all of them. So now the guy is gone and your name is there in the Epstein files. You want to cut a deal there with his girlfriend. And you say, okay, I pardon you. You must never take my name in future and you must expunge my name from the files. So that's how they work, these people. Pakka haramis. So Ehud Barak, you must remember, he was once upon a time the prime minister of Israel. He said the only way to expel and kick out Netanyahu will be civil disobedience at a large scale. Whatever the government says, they must disobey them, civil disobedience. And that is how we can kick out this government that is a rotten government. Greece and Turkey, they are facing big, big wildfires. Allah, Jalla, protect the people wherever they are. Remember, in Islam, we seek Allah's protection. Allahumma inni a'udhu bika min al-haraq wal-gharaq. Ya Allah, I seek your protection from fires and from drowning. However, if a person passes away with Iman and Islam, with the correct belief in that drowning or in that fire and so forth, then he, Habibuna Mustafa Rahmatulil Alameen Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam said, Al-Ghariqu Shaheedun, that people who drown, they are martyrs. They'll be raised with the martyrs and shuhada on the day of justice. And Al-Hariqu Shaheed, so people who drown and people who are burnt in an accident, sometimes beyond recognition and so forth, so they are the ones who will be raised as martyrs. The hadith in Mishkat Sharif. Trump and Bibi did not deliver. They said that we will apply pressure on Hamas and we will bring the hostages home. They brought nothing home. But misery, more and more jutlas and haramis are refusing to go to Gaza. The army is in disarray. Their morale is very, very low. And every day they murder and kill 150, 70, more than 100 of our Palestinians and children, and majority of them, women, men, children, innocent people and civilians. And every day our Hamas is sending some of their soldiers straight to hell. We're very proud about them, remember, that of Hamas. And we find that more than 100,000 of them are suffering from the trauma syndrome, and they gone crazy and so forth. So they're not one hostage they could bring now. You see, after all, breaking the ceasefire and so forth. The Saudis, they exit the deadline for visit visa. Not all visa, for visit visa. People love Saudi, for example, they're traveling here and there, Dammam and Riyadh and here and there. So now they said, okay, you can stay in the country, we extend it for another 30 days. So there's not something they're doing as a favor. They know these people will spend more and more, and it will boost the economy and so forth. So between Trump and the EU, you see, that is Trump and the European Union, so now they struck a deal. And there'll be 15% tariff, Trump says. He likes the word tariff. Tariff is taxes. So remember that they will have to pay 15% across the board and so forth and so on. Russia is giving, you must remember, Ukraine a good thrashing. We support Putin as far as Ukraine goes, and it is against America, against NATO, against Ukraine and the Jutlas and so forth. There it is, day number 1250, 1250 days today. And I told you in Gaza al-Mubarakah today is 661. Brazil to defy Lula, I like him. Anybody goes against America, Israel, Muslim, non-Muslim, we will like him and promote them. So he said, Lula said, America, go to hell. We won't allow you to come and dictate to us what we must do. So they humiliated Trump, you must remember. And he said, we will use BRICS. And that is, you know, the majority population of the world now. So to defy you and so forth. So the good stance, if it works out. The U.S. and China are clashing over Russia at United Nations. So U.S., they understood, their ambassador told the people there, the delegates at United Nations, that China is helping Russia and their fight against Ukraine and so forth. So China said, you don't come and talk nonsense here, where's the proof, and so forth and so on. If I was the ambassador, so I should say, Third of China, so you are helping Israel, you're helping everywhere there's trouble, your nose, you poke there inside. So if you are helping, you must remember, Israel and giving them billions and billions to martyr and kill innocent babies and children and so forth. So if we help, you understood, Russia, so what's the big problem? So remember that this was bigger consequences, that they know the next one will be Taiwan and so forth. The Houthis made an announcement last night. They said any ship going to any of the Israeli ports and entering there, and you go via the Red Sea, we will attack you. Any country, that means America or whoever. Well done to the Houthis. Well done to the Yemenis. Mustafa Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam, a special dua for the people of Yemen. Four duas, all mentioned in Bukhari Sharif. Allahumma barik lana fi Yemenina. Ya Allah, give barakah to us, the people of Yemen. Al-Imanu Yamani, your true iman, faith, conviction is in Yemen. Wal hikmatu yamaniya, true wisdom is there in Yemen. Wal fiqhu yamaniyun, and the true understanding of Islam and deen is in Yemen. As far as the Saudis and them go Najdis, where Riyadh and all their capitals are, where the decisions are made, they are called Najdis, N-A-J-D-I-S. The Najdis, Mustafa Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wasallam, remember, refuse to make dua for them. If you read the books of Sheikh bin Baz, he was a very great person, not that we agree with all his fatwa, but he was a great person, I met him several times. So Allah Ta'ala ghariq rahmat nasib farma, Allah grant him Jannat al-Firdaus. He is not buried there in Mu'alla, he is not buried in Medina. He was buried in Makkah, Sheikh bin Baz, there in Maqbaratul Adl. See, they have like a special graveyard for them, the special people, and that is where he's buried in Aziziya. So anyway, so he, Sheikh bin Baz and them, you must remember, so what they used to say, that is, they used to call in these old books, it was written there, Samahatu Sheikh, you must remember, Sheikh Abdul Aziz bin Abdullah Al-Hambali. You see that? Abdul Aziz Al-Hambali and like that and all is written. And if you see, he wrote books and other ulama wrote ulama and Najd. You see that? So you must, they call themselves Najdi ulama and so forth. So it doesn't mean every person is bad, but he, Habibuna Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam, refused to make dua for them. From there, there will be fitnas and calamities and disasters emanating, and you can see it today. Bismillahir Rahmanir Rahim, our wonderful, beautiful country, South Africa. So these are the news that are breaking now. South African woman arrested in Bali. You know where's Bali? There in Indonesia, carrying drugs and so forth and so on. So they must arrest her and put her away for many, many years. Muslim countries, Arab countries should sure, some places they have the death penalty, Singapore and so forth. The Zondo, Justice Sonjo Zondo, so he blasts Cyril Ramaphosa and he told him, your ministers are corrupt and you turning a blind eye and so forth. So doesn't that make you also a corrupt person? Well done to Justice Sonzondo, retired all be it. Malema, so Malema and the EFF, they went to the heart of Cape Town, the DA territory, celebrating their 12th anniversary. Said EFF is 12 years old now, and remember that he blasted the DA and said, that you just worry about the whites and you are neglecting the blacks and so forth, and we going to take over and so forth. But the DA are well entrenched there, so they know how to play the game. You must remember that. So I don't think Malema has got much chance to win the elections there in Western Cape. But you know how politics works. People will always say, you are the dark horse, you have an outside chance, and so forth and so on. South Africa is seeking new trade partners because the tariffs with America will kick in this Friday, remember, the 1st of August. So now these 4 days, they have Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday, Thursday to make deals with China, with Russia, with the Arab countries and the Asian countries and so forth and so on. So that is what South Africa is looking for and trying the best to do, so that the bulk of the trade will go to other countries and not with America. Alhamdulillah, I must salute the ladies and our sisters there, the Muslim women. I read the Muslim women in the weekend, not all, but some parts of it. And that is the August edition now. Well done. And I was very impressed. Allah Jalla Wala Qabool Farmai. You see that? We speak about, you know, different issues. So they have an article there on dua, the essence of ibadah. They started a new series, the Asma'ullah al-Husna, the 99 beautiful, wonderful names of Almighty Allah in the Q&A. A shocking and terrible, terrible incident took place in Middelburg here, Pumalanga. And it's gone viral, you know. I couldn't believe what I'm hearing. So I don't know this person, and he's swearing the people, you see that, and with expletives, you must remember, such obscene language, vulgarities, and F, and what and what he's using. And then he makes one statement, that my masjid. Since when does masjid belongs to you? I don't know you, but for you to make statements like that is shocking, you know. So disgrace and so forth and so on. Thereafter, the Middelburg Jamaat sent a letter and said that they have taken measures and so forth. So I'm sure they have relieved him. So this guy, then afterwards, late at night yesterday, I contacted somebody and then they gave me the story that this guy belongs to this family. I won't mention the name now. And remember, that is a young guy and the officials there appointed him for the clean and what have you of the masjid and the mosque and so forth. So I must have got rid of him now and so forth. Now here there are three issues we have to discuss quickly. Number one, Mustafa Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam during his fatal illness. Go and see in Bukhari and in Mishkat Sharif and Mustafa Ahmad. Farewell advice to the Ummah. manjo page arman wo asa memon me gal karu. You see, my father in the morning he told me something, and isha time Ramadan 82 he passed away. You see, so you say manjo page arman wo, that was the last wish of my father. You see that. So Allah grant them all Jannat al-Firdaus. This is Mustafa. Who is our father? And them, they are all simple people. This is Mustafa, Rahmatul al-Alameen, sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, giving guidance to the Ummah. As-salah, guard your salat, whether it is safaran wa hadara, whether you're at home or whether you're traveling. Wa ma malakat aymanukum, and over whom you have authority, the teacher over his students, or the employer over the employee, the husband over the wife, the parents over the children. So you have to fulfill. So you did a terrible job. You must remember that, brother. You're a disgrace to the Muslim Ummah, and particularly to the Middleburg Jamaat, Muslim Jamaat, and so. So that's one point, and I hope you'll fire him. Second one is you, that man and woman who are working, and he took your names. You should go to the labor department, you should get some sharpshoot lawyers, go to Zahir Umar and go to his son and somebody, and you must charge this guy here. You must remember that he can't be treating you like this, like rubbish and so forth and so on, and the whole message is gone viral now and so forth. You can't leave these people, you must remember that. You don't take nonsense from anybody, understand this. And the third one, this is the address to you, the Middleburg Jamaat. Who appointed this guy? Aren't you also responsible? Who appointed him? Some of the officials. He can't be just coming there and saying. So that is exactly what Nabi alayhi salam is speaking about. Hadith in Bukhari Sharif. إِذَا وُسِّدَ الْأَمْرُ إِلَىٰ غَيْرِ أَهْلِهِ, when you give job to people who are incompetent and not fit for the job, فَانْتَذِرِ سَاعَىٰ, then wait for the day of Qiyamah. If you want my fatwa and my mashura, you, the person or people who appointed him, you should also resign. For he was a member for bringing the Middleburg Jamaat into disrepute. That will be my mashura and fatwa in this case. Yeah, but you, the staff, you should not leave this lying down. What this person did, an absolute disgrace it is. Inshallah, today 8:30 to 9, the interview will be to do with Tazkiyah and Tasawwuf. Remember that with Mawzahid. 1 to 2 will be Tafsir of the Noble Quran. 2 to 2:30, the report back will be our trip to Pretoria, wonderful trip to Chwani. But we won't say Chwani, we'll say Pretoria. And then tonight, 8 to 10, will be the Q&A live, inshallah. Aziz G. Molana, we have 12 minutes, let's fire up, inshallah.
Mufti Sahab, I'm leaving for Umrah today, inshallah. During the first Umrah of my current trip, am I allowed to do Isali Sawab for the Marhoom?
Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim. MashaAllah, you going for Umrah. Allah Ta'ala qabool for my Allah. Accept your ziyarah to Medina Munawwara, your Umrah, all your good righteous deeds. Make intention for your Umrah, for the entire Ummah, whether they passed away with Iman, whether they alive, or whether they yet to come. Your daughter-in-law is pregnant. You say, Ya Allah, this Umrah I'm performing, transfer the reward to the baby to come and so forth. All permissible, my brother. Allah Ta'ala, our sister, Allah Ta'ala reward you.
Mufti Sahab, can a witness for a nikah be done by a call?
Witness means the person must be present there, not via phone call and all these type of things. Today, you know, that you can tell me you make video call and all that. Today with this AI and artificial intelligence and what have you, remember they can take somebody's head and put on somebody's body, and it's not permissible, all these things. The person, the witness must be there physically while the nikah is being performed. Mawlana Salim Kareem is performing my nikah. Now obviously I'm not making nikah, just an example. So now I am there in the masjid. The wakil is there. So that is, you must remember, the representative of the bride. So they, you need two male witnesses. They have to be there. Not that they must sing in action and so say, no, contact me on phone. So that type of nikah will not be valid. La nikaha illa bi waliin wa bi shuhudin. And for a nikah to be permissible, the wali, the girl's guardian, father, brother, grandfather, that's dada, the paternal grandfather, pa. So he must give permission, and you need witnesses. Go open Mr. Musnad Ahmad and so forth, and you will see all these type of hadiths there. So we need the witness to be physically present there.
Mufti Sahib, I forgot to make intention of ghusl and had a full shower and made wudu in the end. Is my ghusl valid?
Here there are three different issues. What is the meaning of niyyah? Niyyah don't mean you must say, hey, aghtasilu, and I am making ghusl, li raf'il hadas, and so forth, and to remove the impurity, or whatever it is. Niyyah means mahalluha al-qalb, what you had in your heart. When you went into the shower, you removed your clothes, and you took the soap, the shampoo. So that's intention already, my brother, my sister, remember that, okay? So that's one already. Then number two, you made wudu in the end. The hadith is in Tabarani. Man tawadda'a ba'da al-ghusli falaysa minna. People who make wudu right in the ending, after making the ghusl, what you call shower and bath, then it's not of us, meaning you're just wasting water and so forth. You buy the cow, the milk comes automatically. So similarly here as well, you must remember that a person, when you made the ghusl, the shower, your wudu is done automatically. So all your ibadat, everything is valid, my brother. And from an academic point of view, according to the Hanafis and them, to make intention for wudu or for ghusl and all that is sunnah, is good and so forth, but not compulsory. However, according to the Shafis and them, it is compulsory. And when we ask the Shafi'i scholars, what's the dalil or evidence for that? They quote the famous hadith in Bukhari, Muslim, and so forth. Innamal a'malu bin niyat. For your actions, you must make intention. So anyway, that's the academic discussion. But in your case, everything is valid. Don't worry, brother, sister.
Mufti Sahab, if the wives of two brothers stop talking to each other, but they don't stop their husbands and children from interacting with the family, are they still guilty of breaking family ties?
Whenever we want to solve a problem, we must go to the Quran Sharif and Sunnah Mubarakah. So you are two brothers and you have two wives, meaning that they are this brother A's wife and brother X's wife, you see. The brothers are fine, the children are fine, but these two ladies who are married to the two brothers, you see, they got war among themselves. So there's no salam, there's no kalam, there's nothing. They have virtually severed ties. So what happens to them? We're speaking of these two ladies now. So Quran Kareem teaches us in chapter 47, Surah Muhammad, verses 22-23. In tawallaytum, that if you and when you have authority, and tufsidu fil ardi, that you cause mischief, mayhem, chaos on this earth, وَتُقَطِّئُ أَرْحَامَكُمْ, and you sever the family ties. You see that? So when you've severed, now you're part of the family, both of you are married in ABC, XYZ family, but among the two of you, the two daughter-in-laws, you've got a war going on there. So what are the consequences, ramifications? أُولَٰئِكَ الَّذِينَ لَعَنَهُمُ اللَّهُ. Those are the people Allah Ta'ala's curses on them. For aswammahum, and Almighty Allah makes them spiritually deaf. Wa a'ma absarahum, and spiritually blind as well. So therefore, we should be very clear on this issue. It's a major, major sin. That is Quran Sharif, chapter 47, and verses 22-23. What the Hadith Sharif teaches us? Authentic Hadith of Mustafa, Habibuna, Rahmatulil Alameen, Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam, La Yahillu Li Muslimin, that it is not permissible for any Muslim person, male or female, أَن يَهْجُرَ أَخَاهُ فَوْقَ ثَلَاثٍ, that you sever ties with another Muslim person, male or female, because you had argument, whatever, you disagreement. فَمَنْ هَجَرَ فَوْقَ ثَلَاثٍ, whosoever sever ties for more than 3 days, فَمَاتَ, you die, دَخَلَ النَّارِ, you go straight and dispatch to Jahannam, the hellfire. You know, you two sisters, you two ladies who are married to two brothers, not two sisters, two ladies. So you know what is preventing you all. It's just your pride and arrogance. Nobody is saying you must become the best of friends. At least make salam. When you see the other one, assalamu alaikum, then you say wa alaikum salam. That's all that's required. But the pride, you see, so that is what is the big problem. So you just make salam, and you made salam, and the other one told you go to hell. So tomorrow, on the day of justice, when she, the one who said, go to hell, fly a kite, then she will come to Mustafa sallallahu alaihi wasallam for water. But Hawza Kawthar, then Mustafa sallallahu alaihi wasallam will tell them, get out from here. My ummati came to you and asked you for forgiveness, and you told them, get out, so go from here. Go open a targhib wa tarhib, you will find the hadith there as well. Jee.
Mufti Sahab, can we sell cigarettes and vape?
Almighty Allah has taught us the golden maxim, and that is in chapter 5, verse number 2. وَتَعَاوَنُوا عَلَى الْبِرِّ وَالتَّقْوَى. Cooperate with one another in piety and righteousness. وَلَا تَعَاوَنُوا عَلَى الْإِثْمِ وَالْعُدْوَانِ. Never cooperate with one another with sin and transgression. So whether what the Western media and the countries and governments call legal cigarettes, illegal cigarettes in Islam, all not permissible. Your income is tainted, polluted, and whether you call it vape or whatever name you gave it, totally haram, not permissible. You don't see in the planes, they tell you this is a non-smoking flight. Even the lavatory, they use the word. I always wonder about that. So it has smoke detectors and so forth. But the haramis, these airlines, then they'll bring all the alcohol, the daru and alcohol. Because why? It's big money there, you see that? So this alcohol is 1,000 times worse than cigarettes and vape and so forth. So Islam, both are not permissible, both haram. To buy it, to sell it, to smoke it, to drink it, all not permissible. So we should not be fooling ourselves regarding this issue. Last question.
Mufti Sahab, we came to Saudi for Umrah and to attend a wedding. We performed our Umrah from Medina, and now we're going to Taif for wedding. No intention of Umrah. What is the ruling?
MashaAllah, you perform Umrah from Medina Munawwara, so Allah Qabul Farmai, then from there you're going to Taif. I don't know if you're still in Taif or you came back to Makkah because you went for a Nikah and so forth. So according to the Hanafi scholars, when you all went there to Taif, you all went with the intention of Nikah and somebody else is getting married and your friends or family. So when you returned from there, you had to go to Sail. Sail-e-Kabir they call. Anyway, you're supposed to go to Sail and see the Alam. That you're supposed to go to Sail and fasten your ihram there and remember perform Umrah. So now you got two options. Either you go back to Taif and then you perform an Umrah, so then there'll be no penalties and nothing. And if you say you're not going to go back to Taif and so forth, then you can't go to Masjid Aisha and Imanet. It won't suffice. So in a case like that, you went to Taif, you came from there, no Umrah. Now you have to slaughter a goat or a sheep there in Makkah. This is according to the Hanafi school. According to the other schools, and that is flexibility and all that, because the hadith say, لِمَنْ أَرَادَ الْحَجَّ وَالْأُمْرَةِ, as mentioned in Mishkat Sharif and so forth, in Musnad Ahmad. So, but Hanafi say, no, once you go there, and you're coming back and so forth to Makkah, then you must have your been state of ihram. And I told you the options you have. My advice, if you're still in Makkah, you have time, go to Taif and go there. Just make a zahab, ihab, a round trip. Just get a taxi guy from Makkah, tell him take us there to Sail. And you then, there's the, all the facilities are there. Wonderful ifas and ihram there. Read your turakat, salat. If you want to, you don't read also, it's fine. Just make intention and then come from there. Perform Umrah, then as alles is recht, then everything is good, inshaAllah. Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.